Hey, Slay. Hey, everyone. It's me, Jay, and I'm with my girl, Nina. And welcome back to the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. We want to give a big shout out to our sponsors at Oligo Professional. And I don't know if you've heard, but Oligo, the new seasonal shades by Calora Gloss and collaboration with me, your boy, Jay. Oh, I cannot wait for everyone to get into it. It's inspired by the spring, summer 2021 New York Fashion Week. Create the most confident versions of you with our limited edition Calora Gloss series. As and Karai, which is raspberry and coral. To it, babes. And I cannot wait for today's topic, Nina. What's up? What's going on? What's good?
First of all, let me tell you something. These new seasonal shades from Calora Gloss are amazing. Watching you go through this whole entire process in collaboration with Oligo, working together, creating the shades, it has been amazing. And then to see the final product of the coral, Corai, and raspberry framboise. Yes.
Let's go, French Canadian.
A little French here. I'm telling you guys, they're beautiful. If you have not gone on the Oligo Pro page, so at Oligo Pro on Instagram, and you haven't ordered your new seasonal kit, you gotta do it now because it's only gonna be available until August. And these shades are spring summer.
Yeah, and they'll disappear. But also head over to oligopro.com and we have a dedicated website with all the information. I do two looks, but not only that, at Oligo, we've set you up for success, not only to understand the art side, but Nina Tullio, my bestie, is diving deep in how you can sell this collection to all of your raving fans. So make sure to check that out as well.
Yay. And guess what? We have an awesome topic for you guys today. So if you listened to our podcast last week, we already dropped a little nugget, a little hint about what we were going to talk about today. And we really want to focus on and talk about leading your team, leading your business, leading your life. Are you leading it from a space of fear or a space of love? And listen, before we dive in, let me just say this. We all have moments of living in a space of fear. It happens. It's a reality. We're human. But we're talking the majority of the time, especially with the way that you're leading your team, especially with the way that you are treating your clients and leading your business. So I think we should just dive right into it.
Let's get it.
Let's go. So where are we starting first?
We're starting with love.
Yes, we are. Okay.
Because love always wins, babies.
It sure does. So, okay. So when we're talking about leading from a space of love, it doesn't mean that you just literally drape everything with rainbows and butterflies and hearts, right?
Sprinkle flowers all over the ground.
Sprinkles, glitter, right? It doesn't mean all of that. It means that your initial reaction, response, your delivery, your presence, everything that you stand true in really comes from a deep place of love. And when we're going to talk about the team, right, especially in, you know, with our commissioned salon owners, when you, or even with your clients too, I think this really pertains to the clients as well. One of the things that we really want to talk about and the first thing on our list is showing appreciation. Leading from a space of love means that you show your team on a regular basis how much you appreciate them. And guys, it doesn't mean that you need to get them balloons and flowers and put them on their station every night. It means that a simple thank you so much for your hard work today will suffice, right? You don't have to go insane with this. It also, you can also do cute little things like leave them little love notes and cards. And I used to love doing that stuff for my team just to let them know that you care about them. So just take the extra time and go the extra mile and do the little things to show your team that you love them. That is leading from a space of love. We're going to get into the fear side of it in a little bit, but what? How do you feel about that, Jay?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And the other things I would add in when I was an owner was when we had meetings, I would get, you know, bagels from Panera Bread or whatever they really loved at that moment, like breakfast or, mm-hmm. you know, we would have lunch or dinners and, you know, giving back to them and leading the conversation with a thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being a part of this company. Thank you so much for delivering results to our raving fans. Yes. We are nothing without you. And I want to thank you for all your love and support and hard work and dedication. Mm-hmm. And then you start with the ins and outs of the business mm-hmm. and where you want to go and what's not right. working and what is. So I feel like appreciation is number one. And it's just a little wake up call mm-hmm. on that. You know what I mean? So I'm pumped up. And Nina, I bet your love notes were the best.
I already know it. I loved giving them little cards. Like I would put yeah. them in different places, like in their jacket pockets, sometimes in their iPad covers. And I would get these cute little, there was cute little, like almost like affirmations that you yeah. would have to, they were pre-made and then you would open them and it had like little affirmations. I would tuck them in different places. It's just the little things that count. Even thank you cards, just handwritten thank yes. you cards, like I always talk about sending to your guests. But the other thing I want to circle back around when you talked about the meetings, if you really want to lead from a space of love, have meetings that are super inclusive. And what yes. I mean by that is ask your team to be a part of the meetings, not that you're just talking the whole entire time and you're like, do you guys get it? Yes. Do you understand? Yes. Does everybody know that they have to clean up their shit every day? Yes. Right.
Yes.
Doing the housekeeping items, right? Ask them to come in and share their thoughts and ideas. Your team is so smart and they see a lot of things that you don't see because you're thinking big picture. So yes. ask them to come to the meetings with homework, right? Ask them to think about new events or ideas or marketing tactics or way we can improve customer service because they have great ideas and they, your team wants to feel involved and included. So that is number one.
Mean. We're going to jump right into number two. And it's train rather than criticize. Mm. And this starts from the jump, yep. right? Down to the part where when I think about this, if someone's coming in for an interview and they're a potential stylist, receptionist, whatever they are to the team, I automatically show them around right off the bat, mm-hmm. letting them know and get to know the space and feel the vibe and meet the stylist. Like it starts there. That's the training mentality mm-hmm. rather than going and putting someone on the floor and maybe they don't have all the experience or a new baby in the, mm-hmm. in the industry. And you just expect them to know everything. And then right off the jump, you start criticizing them or letting them know, like, you're not doing that right. Or, mm-hmm. but you never was clear in your intention in educating them. I think a business with a solid training program is crucial. It's necessary in moving forward in our years being 2021 and beyond. It's a wake-up call that our next generation of stylists deserve that. And it's time to put in the work in training rather than criticizing. And even when they do mess up after they are trained, you have to deliver that conversation a little bit differently, like mm-hmm. this.
Yep.
Hey, Judy, because we love a good Judy here. I know it's a little slept behind. Hey, Judy, I saw that, you know, your Lather Lounge experience looked a little bit about this. Do you remember in your training when we talked about the importance of what guest service means and guest experience means to us? Is there anything I can help you with that you're maybe feeling a little insecure about or unclear about? Is there anything that I can like suit you up for battle with, right? Yeah. So it's the way we deliver that training. It doesn't stop. And when you're a leader and a manager, it's crucial to lead with love and to lead with compassion in training them rather than coming out the gate yelling or screaming or being unclear or not setting them up for success. What do you think about that?
Ooh, that was so good. So many good nuggets in there. And I yeah. think it really starts with a good onboarding process.
Yes.
And so we can't, and a lot of owners do skip this. And I've, in my research and doing this for a while now, I see that the training part and the onboarding process gets skipped. And we can't hold people accountable if they don't know what is expected of them. So it's really being clear on the onboarding and training. And then just like you said, you know, when you're a leader and an owner, your coaching never stops. You never. Are coaching every single day. So yes. If Judy has a little mishap and doesn't do her lather lounge experience, as Jay likes to say, the way that you want it to, it isn't like, hey, what's going on? I noticed that you didn't shampoo Kelly's hair the way that it should. What happened? Why are you not doing it?
Yeah.
Right? That's not leading from love. That's leading from a space of fear and insecurity as an owner, right? It's like, hey, just like Jay said, what's going on? How can I help you? You know, what is it that you are unclear about? So yes, there are, you know, you're always giving back constructive feedback, but I think it is always coming from a nurturing space and making sure that you are taking time to train and onboard your team. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to have mess ups. It happens all the time, but it's how you handle it and how you continue to move on from that.
I'm inspired right now by, and we were talking and digging a little bit into onboarding. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I think people may look at it as like boundaries, right? Like, oh, my boundaries, boom, boom, boom. But when you have an onboarding process, you have systems, you have rules of engagement, those are healthy boundaries, sure. Right? So you're already set up to win and the whole company will grow and thrive and bloom mm-hmm. because you're set up to win. So mm-hmm. that's number two, everyone.
Yes.
Train rather than criticize.
Mm. Let's move on to number three. And this goes yes. both with your team and also with your clients, because number one was the same, right? Showing yeah. appreciation to your team, but also showing appreciation to your clients too.
Yes.
There are little ways that you can do that. Number three, so important as a hairstylist, more important as an owner and as a leader, and it is to listen. Listen to your team when they are saying something. Listen to your clients when you are in those consultations with them. Listening, here's the deal. When you have meetings and you have trainings and you do all of the things and you have your team coming to you with ideas, maybe they're coming to you with a problem, maybe there's something going on in the salon, 8 times out of 10, they're not looking for you to do the thing that they're asking. They're yeah. just looking for you to let them be heard.
Yes.
Because you can't do everything that everybody asks, right? Listening is such a skill that can really help elevate the guest experience, but it can also help create a stronger, more loyal bond between you and your team. You want to create that open door policy of like, hey, whatever's going on, I want you to know you can come to me. And when someone comes to you, that means that you can't react, right?
Yes.
You have to be that very, like that steady Eddie, as people like to say, that steady person that even inside you may be like, what the, right? You may be thinking these things inside, but you have to, as a leader, you have to process things and you have to allow your team to feel safe and feel comfortable with coming to you. So listening is imperative.
Oh, Nina, I agree with that 100%. And it's the awareness. I think 2021 is all about awareness, and it's the awareness for me, for you. So let's get into it. So we knocked out love, Neen. We are going to now go into fear. And what we mean by that is the awareness of, are you maybe living in these spaces, which is okay, because we're going to talk about it. We're going to dig deep, and you now have a place to start. So this is your little bookmark space to see where you're at in your business. And, you know, it's allowing. So number one, we'll get into it for fear. Number one is ego. Are you allowing ego to take up all of your space? In space, I mean, in your business, through your business, for your business, and turning selfish behaviors into abundance amount of love and clarity. So what does that ego look like? It could be, you know, I've been there, right? In rooms where people have said, you're nothing without me. You have to do it this way. It's my show. It's my show. It's my show. I, me. But when you're leading, right, in that space of fear, the ego can really grab a hold of you, which then projects you into insecurity. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is, right? When you're in that space. So it's, if your dialogue looks like, well, they can never leave because I've done this, or they owe me all of this back. And it's, why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. You're doing it to create a space of prosperity, of wealth and knowledge for this stylist who come into your world. And we're supposed to give back, leading with love and being servants. So if you find yourself, and I've been there, in that place of ego, this is just your little like warning shot to say, mm-hmm. okay, now I'm aware and let me do a little shift, mm-hmm. right? In my dialogue into appreciation, yeah. right? So it's like leading with that. I know, Neen, you're about to let us have it. So I'm ready.
Well, I love hearing you talk about ego. You know, I think it's really important because I know that first of all, ego can get in the way of opportunity. Ego a lot of times masks itself as insecurity. Mm. So sometimes, I'm going to say even most times, the loudest person in the room doesn't mean that they are the most secure and most confident. Don't get it.
Amen.
Right? So I think that sometimes as we grow as owners, leaders, as hairstylists, sometimes that ego starts to get the best of us and we start making decisions based on ego. And you could potentially lose clients. You could potentially lose your team because ego doesn't translate well. You know, people who are not ego driven don't want to be around people who have an ego. Like for me, I cannot. Like, listen, there's a lot of things that I am. There's a lot of mistakes that I've made. I'm an open book. I have screwed up many times. I have said some shit. I'm a human, right? But I can tell you right now, I do not let ego ever drive my decisions in my business. And I do not let ego ever drive my decisions in my business now because I know where the hell I came from. And I started at the bottom and I could be back there tomorrow. So I want you guys to understand that you can still do great things. You can still lead an amazing salon. You can still be a platform artist and an educator and still be a humble, kind person that is leading from a space of love, care, and compassion. And the other thing too with ego, when you have a team of stylists that, especially like the babies, you know, that are coming up, man, that is just not a good look for these stylists to see an owner that is me, 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 I, because they could absorb those behaviors. And then you get a whole team of I's and me's. And what does that mean for the clients? It means that they come last. And listen, I think that there's stylists too that could have an ego with clients. Well, I don't need that client anymore. I don't need those root touch-ups anymore.
Oh, goodness.
I don't need to do that anymore, right? Because now I'm charging XYZ and I can remember where you started.
Yes.
I'm not saying don't make a shift in your business and maybe you want to specialize or you want to go into a niche, but we can't just forget about all the people that have helped you come up.
Yes.
So
thank you, Neen, for that. Woo! The song from Pink hit me straight up. Mm-hmm. And it's, I have nothing. I've already hit the bottom, reached the bottom. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing to fear. Mm-hmm. And when you understand that, you remember from the place, your credibility in life, where you're at. Mm-hmm. It's a calling card to say, why lead with fear and live with fear? If you've already seen it. Mm. So always remembering, boom, right? And we vibe with that. I mean, your bae is vibing with that song too.
I know. Remember when I was like, Jen, did you hear that song by Pink? I live. And you know what? It's like music, like you guys know that we both live for music, but I like every Tuesday I wake up, I'm looking on Apple to see like what the new music is. And when I heard her say that, it actually gave me chills because When you do come from that space of knowing what the bottom is, it doesn't get worse.
No.
You don't have fear, right? Because you've been in that bottom before. So you know that, A, you're going to make it through. But there's nothing to fear because you've lived there before. It's familiar in a sense.
Yeah.
Let's dive into number two.
Let's go. So
are you living in fear when it has to come to, this is a big one. Are you allowing fear, the fear of failure, to get in the way of the way that you are treating your stylist, the way that you're treating your clients? Are you allowing the fear of failure to make your insecurities be so loud and heightened and magnified, right? Listen, we are all, fear of failure is a thing that I could say we've dealt with or deal with on like a regular, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you, as an owner, think about this, if you are thinking of, oh my gosh, what if my salon closes? What if I lose my team? What if they don't show up? What if they open up somewhere else? What if my clients don't like what I do? What if my clients don't come back? Like that what if syndrome when you go into that, right? It's your fear of failure, which is so real, especially with what everybody has been going through, you know, in the past year of 2020 and trying to still climb out and like rebuild your business. But if you, and fear is okay as long as it lasts in short increments. When it lasts in reverse, that's when it becomes a problem. So if you find yourself having these negative conversations with yourself, like, oh my God, what if my team leaves? What if they open somewhere else? What if my clients don't come back? What if? You could be allowing your fear of failure to get in the way of your potential success. It could get in the way of your beautiful life and dream of having this amazing salon and team that you've crafted. It could do the opposite. So that negative mindset, it's so hard to control. And I get it because I live in that space. I have to work on it every single day, but it's that quick change. You get 3 seconds to change the way that you think. And it could be, you know, a simple swap out of this, because we do this what if syndrome. We've all been there. What if they leave? What if this happens? What if my client doesn't like it? What if they don't leave? And you have an amazing business. Yeah. What if the clients love your cut and color, right? And they tell everybody about you. What if you take that risk and it works out tenfold? So you have to get in the habit of just changing that and not allowing your fear of failure getting in the way of the way that you lead your team and also the way that you talk to and handle your clients that you have.
Nina, I love you so much. And you said it. I live it. I work on it, just like you talked about. And I think that was a stunt. You just stunted on all of us because it's truth, it's facts, and it's reality. And you're not alone. Mm-hmm. Everyone listening, you're not alone.
Definitely.
So if you're in that space, it's okay to not be okay. It's the awareness that will get you out. So, I'm going to dive into number three. And this part of fear is, are you focusing on the mistakes or what's wrong rather than the victories and what's working? Think about it. Think about it. There's a saying that I've heard before that if you hang around the buzzards, you become them. Mm-hmm. And it's not just saying people, it's thoughts.
Sure.
Everything you say matters. Manifestation, words that you value of yourself will translate to others. If you feel not worthy enough, not good enough, unknowledgeable of what you're doing, leading with failure, right? In that fear state, it will translate not only through your business, but in, it will root itself in like a big ass oak tree. You hear me? And those branches will never bloom. Those trees will never show up. Those leaves will never live their best life. It's a drought, honey, and that tree's dried up. So what you say matters. What you say matters. And I don't know about you, I want my forest lush. I want those dewy raindrops dripping down on our dewy skin. I want us to live our best lives. So the things we're going to say, we're going to focus on, when you see a discovery, you transition and you adapt and evolve your life in your business. You look at a mistake and you go, yeah, we acknowledge it, right? Now we're going to make solutions. And Nina, you brought this up in the very beginning and you said, when you're in those meetings, have your team be part of creating solutions. That's what it is. So when you focus on witnessing the mistake acknowledging it, being aware, and then you and your team create a system and a roadmap to get out of it. When you adapt and evolve that, you can focus on the victories and what's working, right? And you can navigate through the mistakes. But if you sit and write in that, get into it, baby.
Let me tell you something. You just took me through, over the river, through the
woods.
Okay. And I am living for it. And it's so true.
Yes.
And you know what? This just popped in my head when you were talking about it. Like, we have, as humans, we have a habit of focusing on the things that didn't work, the things that we maybe have made mistakes on, the things that we, quotes, you know, in quotes, we did wrong, right? And here's an, this is a fine example of this. And I know that you guys can relate to this, right? I'm gonna give you two examples, actually.
Give it to us.
First of all, you're having a price increase. There's always gonna be one. There's always gonna be a Kathy that's gonna be like, hey, listen, I'm not quite sure why you're having this price increase, but I don't really think that this is the time. And that, right? They go into it. They send you an email. It gets you all in a lather, okay? So upset about it.
Yes, I hate a lather.
Right? But you have 150 other clients that are clapping for you and saying, it's about time you had that price increase.
Yes.
Guess what we do? We focus on the one Kathy that had one little thing to say about the price increase, and that's where we stay and that's where we live. To my hairstylist.
Yes.
We get one little Linda that comes back and doesn't like your cut and color, and we stew and we fester and we lose sleep because I have been there over that one little Linda, but we forget about the 7, 8, 9 clients that you see a day that love you, appreciate you, value you, and they will do anything to sit in your chair. So it's really switching your mindset and not focusing on the wrong, the mistake, the Karen, the Kathy, the Linda, that one person. It's really taking a step back and hitting the pause button and saying, wait, you know what? A, what can I learn from this? And then B, wow, look at all of the amazing people around me that do
this.
I think we just by nature have that, we just go to that, you know, we go to that, that side of like that negative side and being, it, it's fear that drives it. So I just wanted to share those little instances because I know that there are so many of us that have been there and that can, we can so relate to it. And I think that we have to learn to celebrate our wins.
Amen.
I'm guilty of not doing that because I'm always like, next,
same,
next,
same,
next,
yeah.
Right? Celebrate your wins. Give yourself a little bit of grace. Take a look back. Take a walk down memory lane and look how far you've come, especially during 2020. Look at where you are now. And really celebrate in that. Celebrate that beautiful balayage that you did today because you are talented. You are so important and you are so needed. And so I think we just need to get back to celebrating and stop being so hard on ourselves.
Woo! Are you leading with fear or love? We just dropped it down low, picked it up real quick. So if you need to do a little replay, dude, I'm back a little bit, but we're here for you. Thank you, Nina, for having this conversation with me. I think we all need this little reminder. And it goes hand in hand with last week's podcast. So if you didn't check that out and you're just hearing this, make sure to scoot over there too.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, listen, maybe you just take a little cruise through and do like a little self-check. Like, okay, am I leading with love most of the time or am I leading with fear?
Yes.
And you just make some little adjustments. Maybe you pick one out of the fear side and one out of the love side that you really want to focus on a little bit more. Make some pivots, make some habit changes, behavioral changes, right? That's where it all starts.
Yes.
And we're just here to kind of wake you up. But I know this, I mean, we do this because this helps us too, right? Like we're also learning in the process and really saying, where could I do better? You know, what things could I pay more attention to? Where could I maybe give myself a little bit more love and grace? So we hope that this helps you. We hope that you enjoy it. Make sure that you check out us on Instagram.
Yes.
I know you're dying to say something. Go ahead before we get into it.
So I think this also goes hand in hand with the word synergy. And you thought I was just going to let you bounce on out of here because this is one of my favorite classes. And Neen, let us know what's up about the synergy.
Thanks for the reminder. So yes. My Synergy course, 8-week course for my commission salon owners opens on Monday, May 10th. So doors open from the 10th to the 21st. Class starts on the 24th. So go to my website, ninatullio.com. If you're a commission owner and you're looking for 8 weeks of heavy duty training, inspiration, motivation, systems, processes, all of the things. If you have any questions, you can slide right on into my DMs. But thank you so much for bringing that up.
Yes.
I would love to see you guys in the course. And let me get back to it. So we were interrupted. You know how the little boop comes through?
Boop.
So thank you guys so much for tuning in and joining us every single Friday. Please feel free to give a little follow to our sponsor at Oligo Pro on Instagram. Follow my best guy at It's Mr. J. Ladner and myself at Nina Tullio. And if you learn anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth and remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.